Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.
Oh, love Affair 2, welcome to another banging episode of Groove Cartel. You know how we do, Affair 2, we bring you nothing but the best. Petit Altiasse Rockville, Affair 2, Uslade. Ntwana?
I've never been introduced like that, but I like it.
Awe, press play, dog, awe.
Ingilani zikichuma phezu komusika vaka siyavale Laba saka zivengithi ngifashisa mina bantu bovayo Kulo kangnavalo kanye zibani yabange Uvalo tololo sebenzisa ingane njengojuju silo male Ingilani zikichuma phezu komusika vaka siyavale Laba saka zivengithi ngifashisa mina bantu bovayo Kulo kangnavalo kanye zibani yabange Uvalo tololo, sebenzi zingani njengo chuchu silo male male Sola sen lo que le carri Ati sanso cali lo coming that way Ati escupus que pabo ma cuape Ati sanso cali lo coming that way Ati escupus que pabo ma cuape Senquari, I a calendly, but he can do so. Boo yanning, slay dope is a new six, and so let's send locale curry. But it's a so tally low, coming that way. But let's go, boost, keep up on my crape. But it's a so tally low, coming that way. But let's go, boost, keep up on my crape.
stop, hot, bring it down, stay, it's pop, and a bandage. Don't forget it, push it up, I'm so good, dig up my gate, stop, hot, bring it down, stay, it's pop, and a bandage. So, Dalilo, I'm in the way. But it's cool, who's keep up on my puppy? But it's so we'll be right back.
Ash, I'm not going on, you'll see points in the gun.
Sure, my fetu. You heard that dope set by our homie Slade. Donna?
Shout out. Thank you so much for having me, bro.
Yo, dude. Thank you so much for coming through, bro. What a lovely set. Love your energy, dog. From the moment you arrived, dog.
Thank you.
I think I enjoyed your arrival.
I compensated for my late coming.
thanks. Dude, let's talk about music. Uslady.
Yeah.
Ukuthaza afike ku na uslila khona manje. Iqale kanjani le game for wena?
To be honest, I'd like to when I speak of my journey, I always like involve my friends.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right? Because of I highly don't think I'd like be here without the support of like my friends, to be honest. Sure. My friends have always been like the ones posting me, you know, promoting my stuff.
Yeah.
Like at some point I was like gaining traction just because of like how much my friends like talk about me.
Oh, and, wow, that's
you know,
dope,
hype
man.
Up my work. And
it's
I can
very
say
nice. It's very yeah. refreshing too, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So like that was like a very big deal for me. I think that's why I'm big on like unity and support right
sure,
now.
Sure, sure.
But amongst everything, it's also like not being comfortable with where I am. I guess it's also like kind of my downfall. I'm never like satisfied.
Yeah.
Always like one
perfectionist.
More. Yeah. Always yeah, like one more. Yeah, I'm never like satisfied. So if I feel like I've wanted something for so long and I get it and I'm there, it's like okay.
Yeah.
We've gotten it now. What's next?
Yeah.
I'm always
yeah,
like a what's
yeah,
next person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my journey has always I guess been a like a what's next thing. I'm someone who like writes down goals and
sure.
you know.
Oh, that's dope, bro.
You know. Point by point every year, I'm that person.
Yeah.
But yeah, more than anything I can say for me, it's actually been a journey of just like support and love.
Sure.
More than anything.
Sure. Why DJing? Why producing? Why that?
Why that?
Yeah. What is it about the music?
From the jump I knew academics, like I'm not that guy.
Sure.
I knew from the jump.
Sure.
And what made things easier for me into actually going into this was my mom. She actually like, you know, funny enough, at some point, my mom once asked me like, why are you going to varsity?
Yo.
Yeah. Cause she
That's
was like,
very interesting.
So she was like to me, like she knew I didn't like school. She knew I'm not an academic person. So she was like, you're going to go there and waste our money. And like, you're not going to succeed probably
sure,
because it's
sure,
not what
sure.
you like.
Yeah, your heart isn't there.
My heart sure. isn't there. But at the time, I was not so confident in myself, I guess. And then I told her like, backup plan, what. And then funny enough, I passed with like a distinction when I have never gotten a distinction. In all the years of like high school, primary,
distinction. Sure, sure.
And Tola Vasiti, first
that's,
year.
Yeah, I don't know. You that's know? Dope. But it says a lot about you, Fana, in terms of commitment. I mean, you knew you weren't an academic, but you still made the most of it.
I tried, because also I was realistic, man. What I was, and I'm not getting gigs, I'm not known. What was I going to do? High school. All my friends are like going to Skela, doing something. I don't want to be that like guy.
Well,
that's
also very nice. It's nice to be a diverse person.
Yeah, I don't want to be that guy. So, fast forward time, I then realized that I'm not gonna succeed in the DJ thing when I'm so focused on like school and stuff. And it got to a point where I couldn't balance having to hustle for gigs, having to go out, meet promoters, and then also come back home, do assignments.
I'm
coming back at like 6 a.m.
Yeah, okay, true.
Bro, I was going to like clubs. My favorite story that I always tell people was the Onyx one. How I went to like Onyx and I was told I'm gonna get there and play at like midnight.
Sure.
I get there, obviously excited, like at 11:30. They say, no, you're going to play now at 2.
Yo.
I'm cool with it because
sure,
2
okay.
means more people.
Okay.
But now I'm chilling by the bar alone.
Ish.
I'm sipping on a 60 Rand Red Bull. I'll never forget that 60 Rand. It hurt me. I don't have money. Car prices are moving. Yeah, well, you can't do the double anything. No, it's not realistic.
How are you get to that level? Sure, sure.
You know, you
sure.
wait that 2 hours. They tell you, no, boy, we're actually going to give you 3:30. Now you're waiting. Told me I'm going to do closing set. Never did it. Now I spend like 6 hours at Onyx. Just chilling, waiting to play.
Yeah.
They tell me, come back next time.
Sure.
And I went back and it was like a continuous thing. I guess what made it easier, I became friends with
the promoters that work there. Mm-hmm. So it made the hustling easier. I still went. I made sure to make friends with people. Yeah. Now I'm the person going to Onyx. Now the promoters are my friends.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I guess the connection started happening, because I was around them for so long. And I was like, let's give this guy a chance.
Oh, yeah. You've got a very interesting, like a silent determination about you. You know, for somebody to say, Badlaling Army the first time around there, Onyx. And I still went back. That actually speaks about determination and how much you actually believed in yourself. I don't think maybe it had registered at that point. But you know what?
For me, it's like, I have a weird sense of confidence. So it's like I have confidence, but at the same time, I don't have confidence.
Imposter syndrome.
So yeah, I guess you can call it that. So it's like, do I believe that I will like be the biggest thing and make it there? I do. I'm confident.
Uh-huh.
I guess where my confidence like now stoops down a bit is how. It's like, how do we do it? Because music has no formula.
Okay. Yeah.
Music has no formula, bro. There's no formula. You can have hits, but there's not actual movement. Whereas you find people who have very few hits, but they move crazy.
Those small
aspects, is like we're just trying to figure out what boxes we need to tick
to
elevate to continue being that guy, I guess.
In a world where we're very hit-driven, and I'm scared, I'll say it anyway, it's not so much about music, especially when we talk about social media in particular.
It's not.
How does it, from an expectation of self as a creative, was ukuthi yazi ngishayele hit, next week kunenye hit, manje mele ngibuye, and le hit le ayikalendi fanele one the way mina bemfuna ukuthi lende ngakhona. What does that do to you creatively? Is there pressure that you're constantly under?
For me, okay, I'm someone who like, I have a lot of anxiety. That part for me is, again, there's no formula to this thing.
Sure.
And as you said, it's not really about now, like, well, who has the biggest song. It's always about now the biggest brand. I was in the studio last week with these other, like, boys. And we were having this conversation about, like, and I was just, like, giving them advice, like, don't be like those guys who are, like, forever in studio. Like, yes, music plays a big role, but I think now in this day of age, because of social media and stuff like that, we forget how important building a brand is more than just like being in studio.
There's
like sometimes there's situations where someone has like a big song, but like things don't like happen. The brand side,
nobody can really relate with it. Like, Asmaz Lomuntu.
Yeah, no one can. You see,
but Asmaz Guti Gashegashe.
And like, Magapu Mavamboni, because like they can't put the face to the song. Finding out that balance, again, there's no formula.
Oh, okay.
There's some people who do that balance on a crazy level. Some people who are struggling, to balance everything out. And I can say also, I'm trying to also find that balance where it's like, I'm known for good music. Mm. At the same time, it's like, I'm a clean guy, you know?
Fresh.
Like, that's what I prioritize.
You
like,
know that type of thing.
Yeah.
Where the ladies
are. I'm big on like appearance.
DMs, I'm sure. No, let's talk about going back to the pressure of performing. You're an artist, you have to perform in terms of Australia, in essence. Let's go as little my heat. Now that you've created this expectation, may not have been intentional. So this pressure, how do you deal with it as
I don't have an answer for that, because I still feel like I'm figuring it out.
Okay, that's fair.
That's where I'm at. Literally, I'm at a position where I'm at home. You know, I want to do so many things. I have to do so many things.
Sure.
And it's like anxiety just creeps up, because now you start wondering, how am I going to like execute this and
get this
done, get this hit out, make sure it's a hit,
make it trending. Because
that's the thing, you have to have like a TikTok song, make sure my content is clean, like balancing everything that's what I'm learning, like how to handle now. That's what we're in the process of, handling pressure and balance and still having to maintain personal life, personal relationships, family expectations on that side as well.
Yes.
You know how it is.
Because you're no longer just a slave.
My man, like, you know how black families, you on TV, you've made it. you know. So now I've been blessed to, like, obviously being in, like, in that, like, commercial space a lot. Like,
okay.
I'm not new on radio.
Oh,
I'm not
yes,
new on
I see
TV,
what you mean. Okay,
you
sure.
Know? So it's like, now I have to battle those things of, like, now my family thinking maybe, like, I'm up crazy, but it's like, hey.
It's normal, dog.
My
this
man,
is
do you know how much is a music video?
Yeah.
Mm, those kind of things.
Let's go back to the music. My turn.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Soulful. Interesting group of people that you worked with. Can you just take us through?
Did you listen to the project? You can be honest with me.
I listened to the last track.
Sabato.
Yes. And I'm just sitting there getting this out. When you're actually making that project and the name itself, okay. What is going on?
Funny enough, I've never actually said this on camera, but
yeah.
I was in like a really bad space
actually
when that project was like being made. Right?
Oh, okay.
Bad space mentally, like yo, bad space. So amongst everything that I was like just going through, that project was like, you know what, whatever we're going through, we're gonna put to the side. Okay. We're gonna go in studio.
Sure.
That's what that project is.
Yeah, okay.
It's me, that project was me bottling up whatever emotions I had, whatever I was feeling. I bottled it up and put it to the side. I was like, you know what, let's go in studio. And I guess that's why it's more soulful.
Yeah, more than anything.
Yeah. And I was having problems with like releasing music for like some time, and to a certain extent I felt like I was not doing anything. I felt like I was quiet, I felt like I was stagnant, I felt like nothing's happening in my life.
Sure.
And then the name, how it was also inspired, was like, because I haven't dropped in so long, because I personally feel like I haven't done anything.
Because
I feel like I've been sitting like on the couch.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's what it felt
going
like.
Through the emotions.
Yeah. I felt like it's my turn to now release.
Okay. Okay. You know? That makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
It's my turn to give you guys a body of work as my first EP, you know? And it did pretty well as a first EP. I'm proud of myself for how far we took it.
Sure.
I made some mistakes with the EP, I guess, with the rollout and how everything was done. But again, it's my first time. I'm taking this thing as a learning curve.
Yeah,
everything
sure,
is still being processed, you know.
100%.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my turn.
When it drops, nah, the body of work is out. We're getting a piece of you. What did that project do for you once it was out? I mean, you do say, Uguti, you left all your the things you were going through aside, and you channeled all of your energy into that particular project. When you listen to it now, as a point of reference to where you were in terms of life, how does it make you feel?
It was kind of a relief, you know? A relief of, because now it's like, again, now every time I'm on social media or I go live on Instagram, there's always things of like, when are you dropping? What's your next song?
Sure.
So it's like, it felt like a good relief to have all those questions like answered
and sorted.
Like Slate new music.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of songs. I just dropped seven songs.
Listen. Yeah.
Let me deal with like the things I bottled up.
Yeah.
I gave you what you wanted.
Yeah.
Time for me to like
go back into my little corner, process what I need to process.
Go back into my little corner, process everything. But now it's like, again, that's the mistake, because it's like, now you just dropped. That's when you're supposed to be outside. That's when you're supposed to be like, I'm slayed. You know? And I guess I didn't move like that. I chose to like now, I have to deal with my head, like whatever's in my head.
Which is important.
Which
and
is
big
important.
Big ups on that. I mean, you're able to actually identify that.
You know,
to be an issue.
Sit down.
I know there's high expectations, which goes back to the question I was asking. But you're still able to be like, I outing is better than you know,
I was always like one of those people like, you know, when someone said they have like mental problems or you know,
you
I was always awesome. What do you mean?
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Till it hit me and I was like, yo, okay.
Yeah. And it's a big shift, eh?
It's,
yeah.
bro, yeah. I like it's a huge shift.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
a huge shift. Yeah. So it's like now I'm at the time I'm dealing with like, you know, the social anxiety thing, you know, people misinterpreting it, people thinking I'm being rude, people that
yeah,
think I'm
yeah,
being
yeah.
too cool just because I'm not someone
and you're shy.
Okulumayo
sure.
or open, you
yes,
know.
Yes, yes.
Like I'm that person.
Oh yeah.
And it's not like from a bad place.
It's just who you are.
It's just who I am. Yeah. Like I'm just a quiet guy, you know. So, but again, it's also things I had to realize that okay, this is who you are. But it's like, this is what the job's come. This is what the job comes with.
I was gonna ask that. Yeah.
The job comes with this. So I can't keep saying, guys, this is me. Accept me.
Oh yeah.
I need to Education. Accept that. Yo, this is what the job comes with. And. Yeah. These are your people. These are people who love you. And I had to look at myself, you know, and think also way back. And then I put myself like in a fan's shoe who called me out on it. Someone just called me out randomly on IG saying how they approached me and I gave them a cold shoulder. And a similar thing happened to me when I was in high school and I like bumped into like a big rapper, you know. And he gave me the cold shoulder. And it made me, like, I was hacked. Like, I was so hacked.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't listen to that rapper's
yeah,
music.
We...
I was hacked. Yeah, I was like, yeah. I love you so much.
How can you do this to
How
me?
Can you
like
do
a
this
sense
to
of betrayal, yeah?
It,
yeah?
I felt so betrayed.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I had to go put myself back in, like, my 15-year-old self shoes and say, how did you feel?
Yeah.
And it's like, that's what I'm working on now.
Yeah.
I'm working on, like, regardless of my bad mood, regardless of whatever day I had, I have to be that guy.
Yeah.
Like when someone comes at me with all this excitement and joy, I have to be that guy
for
and
sure.
reciprocate it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
I think big ups on that, bro. It takes a lot out of a person to actually knowing full well which, you know, I've got this and this as an issue.
Mm.
But because of the nature of the beast, I have to be just open and accepting
it's, yeah, it's me trying to deal with things I can control because I feel like that's in my control.
Sure,
I can't
sure.
I can't hide behind that's who I am.
I hear you.
That's not me. I feel like that's me being lazy. 100%. I'm gonna hide behind that.
What are our plans, dog? Next steps, project wise, collaborations, what can we expect from you?
So again, since like last year I basically only dropped an EP. I didn't like drop a single prior to it. I just want to do a lot more collabs,
okay.
A lot more collabs,
sure.
A lot more music coming
sure.
out. We're in the works of a project, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm still trying to like put together
yeah, yeah.
and how we're going to
roll it out and everything.
Like,
that, yeah, yeah.
Not even at the rollout stage.
Okay.
I guess I'm still at like, what do I want from this next project? Like, how do we show people that we've grown and how do we...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
How do I show you the difference from Slade, from... My turn and whatever's coming next.
Okay.
I want you to see it. I want you to hear it as well. I want you to feel it. You know? So that's what I'm trying to figure out about myself
okay.
now. Seeing as it's not like last year whereas I was like not in a good mental space. Now I'm different. I'm acknowledging my faults, mistakes and issues and all that. So it's like, okay, how do we be better in every way now?
Sure.
Every way possible. So that's what we are still
working on. No, that's awesome, bro.
Yeah.
And I think before I ask you to share your social media handles, I just want to highlight something to you. Thank you for just speaking so casually, I suppose, about mental health.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something that's still a bit of a taboo, especially
in
the industry. It's like
I guess for me, it's like I never thought it'd hit me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know.
And when it does, it's also very
yeah,
difficult to
Yeah, I just was
say.
Always that because I'm a very also nonchalant person. Like, I don't allow a lot of things to get to me.
Oh, yeah.
Or like,
yeah.
you know, I'm always someone who brushes things off. So, when it hit me the way it did, for me, it was like, you.
Can you?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, yo, what's happening with me?
No, I know those moments.
Yeah, you know,
you know
yeah. so I had a lot of like, yo, what the hell is happening to me? Moments where
yeah.
it's like, it's real, bro. It's there's
And
no,
you're alone.
There's no being tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would now go about tough like, and there's no like bottling up. No matter, like you can, bro. You can go to Gucci. You can. Oh, sorry.
No,
can,
it's cool.
You can go to Gucci. You can go buy a car. You can buy a house. My man, You'll be happy for that 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It'll come back to you.
Yeah.
There's no price for it.
Yeah, I know that moment of when you close.
There's
the door,
no price for
the
it. There's no price for that thing.
Yeah, no. So pickups for that, bro. There's your camera over there. Oh, that one. Sure, sure. Social media handles, homie, please.
At the Boy Slade, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. It's the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow the boy.
Yeah. No. DM Baskadi Rumel or what? Mafetu, I'm still Eshmo Baby. We are still Group Cartel. Peters Brewing. Check you on the next one. We're signing out. Awe.
Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.